Hello. So, when Nancy asked me to speak today about my mom and how she and her faith have influenced my life, I had no problem thinking about all the great things that my mom has done for me. She's taught me about life's values and how to be the person that I am through three main ways of life, if you will. Acceptance, guided freedom, and the love and care that she has for me and for others. First, I'll start with acceptance. My mom is one of those people who doesn't turn others away because of their actions. She's shown me that regardless of the mistakes people have made, they have a good heart and deserve to be respected and accepted in life. Because really, everyone makes mistakes, even her. But don't tell her I told you that, because it's kind of on the down low. Just because someone loses their temper at you or hurts your feelings doesn't mean that they don't deserve you in their life. The other thing that my mom has taught me about acceptance is that no matter how many mistakes I make in my life, there will always be someone who accepts me for who I am with arms wide open. Guided freedom. As a teenager, I'm very grateful for the fact that I don't have an overbearing parent. I mean, don't get me wrong, there are rules and guidelines, but they're much looser than many other mother-daughter relationships. And if I do make a mistake, I feel comfortable talking with my mom about it. Her willingness to give me freedom and her ability to always accept me really go hand in hand. Granted, I try really hard not to abuse my freedom because that doesn't go well for any party involved. But it's her faith and belief in Jesus' teaching that makes her so understanding and accepting with whatever life throws at her. And even when I wasn't 16, I was defiant. My mom loves to tell the story about when I was 4, I wanted to ride my bike in the house. The guideline was, okay, Emily, you can ride it inside, but you have to get it in here by yourself. Hours later and lots of tears afterwards, my bicycle was in the house successfully. I'm not actually sure if I wanted to ride it anymore, but my mom still accepted my silliness with open arms and gave me the freedom to make that decision for myself. She's never tried to make me follow in anybody's footsteps, and I have so much respect for the fact that she's letting me learn, with minimal push in the right direction, who I want to become. Lastly, caring. To me, one's faith and beliefs is shown by how they love and care for others. My mom seems to always let people know she cares through bringing food for the Haven, picking up an extra shift at work, or paying for my unlimited texting plan, which is very much needed. And her care for others doesn't go away. I have this card made for my mom when I was in second grade, and it was a poem, and it was a Mother's Day project that we had to do. And she says that to this day, it is her favorite Mother's Day card. So I'm going to read it to you. My Mom by Emily Higgins. We go swimming together in the summer. She plays basketball with me. She helps me sew. She cooks with me. We go out to dinner. She likes to read. She likes to watch Oprah. She likes to sleep. She likes her time alone. She reads to me and I read to her. She works out at the gym. We go rollerblading. We go for walks. She took me to New York City and we went to the top of the World Trade Center. We got our picture taken there. We go shopping. We talk about school and the places we visit. Sometimes she says, I love you even if I get mad. She says I'm special to her. I love her more than anything in the world. To me, in second grade, it was my way of showing my mom how much I care for her and am so grateful for her teachings. Some things have changed since then, like I don't play basketball, and we don't have cable, so she can't watch Oprah anymore. But the love and respect I have for her is still unconditional. She says I'm special to her, and I love her more than anything in the world. Thank you.